Sunday's Gospel lesson was St. John's account of the feeding of the 5,000 men, plus women and children. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" The disciples knew there was a problem. The people who followed Jesus would need to eat. Although the disciples could find a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish, they knew their own efforts would fail. Jesus, however, had the matter well in hand. In the same way the disciples' efforts at feeding the 5,000 was doomed, so are our efforts to pay the price of our own sins against God and neighbor. Jesus also has that matter well at hand. Last Sunday, the church prayed, "Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. God gives us our daily bread through the work of farmers, through the work of processing plants and transportation companies, and all the people who produce and distribute the food we eat. God gives us the forgiveness of sins through his word of truth, both as we hear it and as it is joined with the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. May our Lord grant us faith to see and acknowledge his daily gifts, both of bread and redemption. Amen."